What is up, you guys? All right, so my shorter podcasts I discovered don't really do that well. So I thought I would do a podcast now while I'm on the way to get my hair not looking homeless. The girls that get it, get it. The girls that don't. So, raise your hand if you're addicted to TikTok. Okay, this truck behind me needs to just calm down. Let me see if I can go. Yes, I can go. And you are going as well. Yay. So, my fitness journey has kind of, I wouldn't say put on hold, because it really hasn't. When you're in a fitness journey, you really need to take care of your mental health and your just emotional health also. It's not all about, lifting weights and eating 100+ grams of protein. Like, that's not, I mean, it is, but it's not. There's gonna be days where you need to rest, where your body is like, hey, stay off, the weights. Like, it will be okay. The world is not ending. And those, I think, scare me, and that's why I don't really like to do them. Because my program is literally 6 days a week, and I have one day of rest, on top of working and dealing with some other things. So I was putting a lot of stress on my body, and it was not worth it to continue. So we have a new plan. And this is more about self-care and mental care than like the physical side of it. Because like, yeah, I would love to like my best friend and her friends. They're so pretty. Like, jeez, like, come on now. Or like, if anyone else is out there in the same boat as me, where like you like someone and like there's just confusion, and now you're like going through Instagram scrolling and going down rabbit holes of like girls who liked a picture of that person, and you're like, oh, what if he likes her better? And like, you, the girls that get it, get it. The girls that don't, don't. That's been my life lately. Instagram, social media in a whole has a very toxic side to it, and I think that's what I'm gonna start trying to like start sharing my views on social media and ways that like I just stop sometimes, and I'm like, nope, like we can't do that. You can't keep scrolling for 4 hours on all of these girls that like I don't even know, because all it's gonna do is tear down my self-esteem and just forget how far I've come. I've literally grown so much. Am I the same person that I was when I first started with working out? No. I've shown so much strength. See, sometimes I'm clever with just life in general and with weights. Like, I mean, I never thought I could use a 7.5 pound dumbbell, and I can. I can do shoulder press with a 15. Like, here I am just bouncing out all these numbers What are the numbers? What's going to get me through my trauma? Am I gonna grow every time I pick up a dumbbell? No. Am I gonna... Does picking up the dumbbell help? Oh yeah. Does Smith Machine help when you're just over it? Yes. Does cardio sauna talk help with your anxiety? Yeah, it does. Especially when your best friend is your gym partner and you often just talk. And so, yeah, it helps, but it doesn't take away the problem. It doesn't eliminate the problem. It's not like, oh, poof, that anxiety, you not being good enough. It's still there. Trust me. Trust me. It is still there. But it's also, like, this debilitating, is that the right word? I don't know what the right word is. But when you go through a spiral of anxiety that, like, you're not good enough or you don't look a certain way, that's all societal. That society has made in these, it wouldn't be a podcast if my phone didn't fall. Wonder if you can actually hear the fall. Or maybe just ask it. I don't know. But why am I going so slow? I mean, it is 35. Never mind. Losing my train of thought, that's definitely a norm in this podcast. Rambling, saying, we're back. But what I was saying is that no matter how far you scroll, society is always going to paint this picture of Addison Rae or Marilyn Monroe, you know, or Britney Spears. I think that's why what Britney is dealing with right now is so pivotal. Because of how the music industry marketed. Like, it's so crazy how every celebrity is a normal person. Kind of like Hannah Montana. If we're, like, honest. I feel like Miley Cyrus is true to that. Because, like, the music industry and how you're supposed to market yourself when you get famous, all this is a whole different side. Like, you still have that human side of you. You're still a daughter, a son. You're still a human. And you still have emotions. And at the end of the day, society is still going to paint that picture that, well, you know, Megan Fox, that's the vibe we're going for. Kourtney Kardashian, that's the vibe we're going for. But the only person that can reach the Megan Fox, like, vibe is Megan Fox. The only one who can reach the Kourtney Kardashian vibe is Kourtney Kardashian. Every person has a unique vibe about them. that only they can do. And if you really think about it, that's what makes the world the way it is. And it's crazy to think that all these little pieces, you meet people and you click with them, and some people are easy to talk to, or vice versa, you know, whatever. And it all meshes together like a puzzle piece, and you have your little puzzle. Now, every puzzle has a way of losing a couple pieces, never getting them back. Your siblings may come over, and they may be like 3 or 4, and they may get mad because, you know, you're not going to put on cocoa melon, which I understand. No, JJ. And they just might rip the puzzle piece to shreds. And then you have to, one by one, put that puzzle piece back together. And that's kind of, no, that is like life. It is a journey. You're putting your puzzle pieces together, like you're finding the right job for you. You're finding the right significant other. You're finding your best friends. You're finding what house works for you. And sometimes, now, if you believe in God, like I do, God has other plans, but the universe might be like, nope. Like, we can't do that today, so sorry. And so there's all these puzzle pieces, and you just have to figure out all the puzzle pieces that mix with yours. And sometimes a 3-year-old might come and rip it all to shreds, and that's just kind of how it goes. I don't want to be, like, sad about it, but that's life. Sometimes your plans don't go the way that you want them to, and that's fine. And everyone has a choice. And some of those choices might lead you down one way, it might lead you down another. You just have to do what you feel is right. And that's kind of what I'm trying to kind of do with this new journey, because my mental health, I think I've cried every day for like the last 2 months, because I'm either exhausted, I get easily frustrated, which I never used to for like the longest time. And then just the little things make me like get in my cocoon and like, don't bother me. And so that was when I was like, I need to start doing what makes me the happiest, and I need to start learning to say no, and just, you know, doing what makes me happy, because it's my life, and I'm the one living it, so why not? But I think within time, it does get easier, but it definitely, like, it will get hard. And I mean that in the most, like, top tier way. Because life is just one of those things. But what is it? It's like a balloon. out of nowhere, it will just pop. Or it will fly away. Which, I couldn't tell you. But yeah. So, my new journey. I will be back with, like, some more details. I'll probably drive back to work and get food. And talk a little bit about, or I might wait till tonight when I have a concise kind of measure up of things. But yeah, life is gonna get better. And it just takes one day at a time. And to put one foot forward. So, I hope you all have a wonderful day. I will be back to continue this topic, and there will be more, and it will just be amazing, and yes, but now I need to go get better and just feel like a new person again. So, thank you for listening. If you aren't subscribed, and that's what it's called, it's been a minute, please do. I love it. But I am gonna go. Thank you. So.